When 28-year-old Ebony Rice became an Army drill sergeant a few years ago, she adopted the leadership style that you probably associate with the job. Loud, demanding, hyper-focused on making sure recruits followed the rules and worked as a team.
The environment that we're in, we have to have that demeanor where we're tough and we're hard on them. You get what I'm saying?
But then Rice got a wake-up call. One of her recruits was being sexually preyed upon by another soldier, but didn't feel safe telling Rice about it.
The offender at the time was close to me, and they felt like they could not come to me because they felt like I would have taken that person's side.
Rice took a hard look at her own behavior and the kind of relationship she had with her soldiers.
So going forward, I had to make sure I made it clear, hey, I care more about making sure that you all are in a safe environment. I am not going to defend my battle buddy when they're doing something wrong to you.
Now Rice is taking part in a program called Strong Sergeants that aims to help people like her develop a hands-on, compassionate approach with more positive communication. It also tries to give junior enlisted soldiers a baseline for what good leadership looks like. General Ronald Reagan heads the 13th Expeditionary Sustainment Command, seated at Fort Hood. He came up with the idea.
I think our Army over the last 20 years was busy, and we were busy fighting multiple wars in multiple locations. And I think that led us to take our eye off of the most important thing to us is our people.
Since the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen last year, a key to the Army's internal reform efforts has been eliminating what it calls toxic leadership. An independent review found that the base fostered a leadership environment that allowed for sexual harassment, assault, and violence to go unchecked. That was a big motivator for Reagan. His program includes a crash course on how to respond to sexual misconduct and identify red flags.
The problem is a lot of times that leaders might not know that there is an issue. You know, it's to me, it's really about leaders being engaged and leaders taking action, right? And holding each other accountable to what our baseline and our standards are.
As part of the program, a group of soon-to-be sergeants has been doing exercises to foster open communication, train them to react to stress, and maintain a respectful environment. Army leaders say that can lessen the risk of harassment and abuse, but also pay dividends on the battlefield. In this exercise, the group had to root out a terrorist in a make-believe city.
Enemy 12 o'clock!
During the exercise, one leader forgot to tell his squad about the number of enemy troops and their position. Sergeant Rice, their mentor, stepped in to urge the others to help.
If you see him forgetting, what could you do?
I could have called it out.
Especially if it's going to help save you, right?
Right, sir.
Okay.
18-year-old Private Second Class Jeremiah Harvey took part in the training and hopes to move up in the Army. He says programs like this have improved the environment at Fort Hood.
I think the soldiers have more of a voice now. I feel like this sergeant time training is actually definitely helping.
And Rice says she's seen a change in herself and other leaders.
You see more of those good leaders actually calling out, hey, maybe you shouldn't talk to the soldiers like this. Maybe we should ask them how they feel. A lot of times we become toxic simply because we're so stuck in this mindset of being, hey, Army, 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 and we forget that they're human.
An Army task force is studying the Strong Sergeants program, but military leaders haven't yet decided if it should be expanded to other bases. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.